This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This morning we are being joined by Ken Kukurowski from the Bayer Lawn and Garden Company, and he's going to tell you about the Japanese beetles and all these other beetles that are getting ready to invade our gardens and property. And as we talked about earlier in the program, they eat their weight in foliage every single day. And then you've got the ones in the ground and the ones that are mating and laying eggs. So it's quite a process. And Ken is the person that can help us out. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning to all your Radio Club listeners this morning.
It's great to have you around, and enjoy the information that you give us, because the information that you tell us, it solves our problems at this time of the year. And here in Maine, we haven't seen the beetle yet, but I'm sure it's going to be any day. What can we expect this year, Ken?
I wish I could send you a garbage can of the ones that I have here, because we have Japanese beetles everywhere here now in North Carolina. And it's been that way for at least a couple of weeks. It's always an interesting thing when you see the first one, and then you don't want to see any more.
Right.
And I have to admit, with your introduction, Paul, you made it sound so ominous that they eat their weight, they're mating, they're here for a long time. And it's all very, very true. There's no question about it. The one thing that people need to understand is, with regard to grubs in their lawn, is the Japanese beetle is one of the grubs that's in your lawn, but there's probably eight other species of grubs that could also be in your lawn, and you might not see the adults. When I was a kid, and maybe you too, Paul, when you were a kid, stayed out late at night or stayed out as long as our mothers would permit us to stay.
Right.
And there was always a porch light on. There was always beetles banging against that porch light. Most of the species of beetles that have grub stages are these kind of beetles that were terrorizing our night lights. Most of the beetle species are night flying beetles, and we don't see them because we don't go out at night. Japanese beetle is different because the adult stage is day flying, and then they also feed on our flowers and feed on our ornamentals and, you know, terrorize us that way. But when you have Japanese beetles around, you probably also have northern mass chafer, oriental beetle, European chafer, southern mass chafer, all the other ones, you know, depending on where you live. Not all of them occur in your backyard, you know, unless you want to feel that you're being terrorized, but you're not. but there's multiple species, and you just can't take care of Japanese beetles and say, whoop, you know, wash your hands and say, I took care of this one. You have to figure that the other ones are there as well. I like to think about this, especially as we get into the summertime, as looking at an ounce of prevention. It's so hot outside most of the time when you get into the summer that I like to be able to make an application of the proper material at the proper time to my lawn that takes care of all the grubs, Japanese beetle grub plus all the grubs, one time, and then I can wash my hands of this potential problem. And right now, because you know we are talking about the 25th of June, but right now if you make an application from now until the early part of August of season-long grub control or complete insect control for soil and turf, you will take care of all the grubs that you would ever have in your lawn. Because right now, these beetles at the nighttime or at the day, and during the daytime, as the Japanese beetle adults are flying, they're mating and laying eggs, and they like to lay eggs in the best looking grass they can find, because that gives the female a better chance that her eggs will survive.
It's too bad that they don't eat, you know, like dandelions and chickweed and clover. They only eat the good grass, right?
We have to work on that one, Paul. We should get together and we should find some of these critters to release, and then of course everybody will complain to us about that. But it would be good.
So if we apply the product now, it will take care of it the whole year, so that when they do lay the eggs, then the product will prevent the eggs from hatching, or it will kill the young as they emerge from the egg?
Yeah, exactly. You make the application, you water it in, and it does exactly what it's supposed to do, and it has no negative effects. And there's been studies on what I'm going to say next, but there's no negative effects on pollinators. There was a study at the University of Kentucky that showed that if you make an application of these products, water it in, even if you have clover in your lawn, and the clover blooms after the application, there's no detrimental effect to bumblebees. The study was done on bumblebees, but there's no detrimental effect to bumblebees or other pollinators. So it gets to where it needs to be to control the grubs without having a detrimental effect on beneficial pests, beneficial insects. Yeah.
So if you had a lot of grubs in your lawn, they're going to be coming out shortly, and if they did some damage, wait till next year. It could be even worse to your lawn, or they could even destroy your entire lawn, and all your hard work is gone.
That's why we talk about an ounce of prevention, because if you've had to replace your lawn because grubs have torn it up, you know what the cost is, you know what the amount of work is, and you know you'll never do it again. You'll take the ounce of prevention. You'll make an application of these preventative grub control products and not have to worry about that. And it is as complicated as putting granules out as fertilizer or spraying with a hose and sprayer to take care of the problem. That's as complicated as it is. One time and it's all done.
That's right. And I was telling our listeners this morning, Ken, that they love yellow, and that's why they make a Japanese beetle trap yellow.
Yeah.
So if you're growing yellow roses, they're going to be attracted to it. If your house, God forbid, is yellow, and you've got a really good lawn, you're in for a long fight, because they're just going to keep coming.
You know, that's an interesting thing. When I was in grad school, we did a study on the colors to attract aphids. Now, we weren't working with Japanese beetles at the time, but we were looking at aphids. And yellow is also a very, very attractive color for aphids. Much better than greens and blues and whites. They just see it and they're more attracted to that. So yellow has a special color spectrum for a lot of insects.
Wow.
And we know that a lot of insects don't see red. And so red is less terrorized by insect pests. All it could do is deal with the facts.
That's right. Now, we're getting a lot of humidity right now, and the days are getting warmer. To me, it seems to be earlier than in past years. So once we take care of the beetles, we start to get spider mite, and they can really create a problem. What do we do for that?
Well, Paul, we've talked about this before, and the number one thing people should be doing is going out and just investigating their plants every few days, every week. That's the number one thing, to see if you have the beginnings of spider mites or the beginnings of various diseases. This investigation is really, really important. You can't just go out there once a month and expect that in the other 27 days of the month everything is hunky-dory. So investigating is very important. But then if you find that you have mites, you can make an application of a miticide, and it'll take care of the mites. Mites prefer really hot weather. And like yesterday evening, the tropical storm Cindy blew through the Carolinas, and for 15 minutes we got quarter of an inch or half an inch of rain. Well, if there were any mites on the plants, they would have been washed off. But they'll come back, and we will have hot weather. And when that happens, you have to go out there and investigate, and then you make a spray to control mites. We make a product called 3-in-1 Insect Disease Mite. It's a product that contains a fungicide, contains insecticides, and it contains a miticide. So it takes care of two spotted spider mite and other mites as well. And another thing about mites are, usually when you have a rip-roaring population, you got all different stages, so you maybe have to make a second application as well.
Wonderful. Ken, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more. And the other thing that you should be aware of with the mites, you'll see like a cobweb, like a spider web on the plant. And when you see that, you have a lot.
Yeah.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with EverGuard repellents. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. EverGuard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EverGuardRepellents.com or call 877-337.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We are talking with Ken Kukurowski from the Bayer Advance Company, and we've been discussing the problems that are coming, or some of you may already be having these problems, the Japanese beetles, and then with the hot, humid days, the red spotted spider mite that makes a cobweb on like rose buds, and you'll see little dots on the foliage. Powdery mildew is a fungus that's very active. And then just to put the frosting on the cake, the crabgrass begins to grow. What do we do with crabgrass at this time of the year, Ken?
Paul, we have a lot of problems, but now we're going to talk about some solutions, okay?
Okay.
In the case of crabgrass, there are a lot of products that are in the marketplace. Bayer makes one, and our competitors make one that control broadleaf weeds and crabgrass. And those products do work very well on small crabgrass. But if you have crabgrass that gets to be about 6 inches or 7 inches in diameter, you have to use some heavy artillery. And there's a product that we made called Crabgrass Killer. Bayer Advance makes it called Crabgrass Killer that contains the active ingredient Phenoxaprop. It's not a 2,4-D. It just works on grass species. And it takes annual grasses out. This is also an interesting product because right now it's a little bit too late to use it for what I'm going to talk about next. But if you had Japanese stilt grass in your landscape beds or in your lawn, you could use this product early in the spring when the stilt grass is small. Right now, here in North Carolina, stilt grass is a foot tall and it's, you know, taking over everything. That's too late. But if you make the application, you know, maybe a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, you would actually selectively take it out and not damage any of the other grasses or any of the other ornamentals you have. But this product, Crabgrass Killer, will in fact selectively take crabgrass out. It'll selectively take Bermuda grass out of cool season turf, and used at the right time will take out the invasive pest we have, Japanese stilt grass.
Now, With the crabgrass, tell our listeners how many seed one plant can produce, Ken. And I think that'll make them act on this problem.
Paul, I had to look this up a number of years ago, and there must have been a grad student at the University of New Hampshire that did a study on this, and he or she, I don't know if it was the gender of the grad student, but they found that it was 100,000 seeds. One crabgrass plant can produce that many seeds. And you think about it, and there's been other studies on the same sort of topic. All those 100,000 seeds do not germinate the next year. They will germinate in phases. So next year, maybe 25%, the year after, another 10%. And so if you have just one crabgrass plant that gets away in your backyard, you probably have years and years of seeds in your lawn to terrorize you.
Wow.
But there's another good thing. This is a very good thing for us. If we keep a healthy lawn and keep the grass mowed at about 3.5 inches and keep it nice and lush, there was a study at North Carolina State University that showed that just a healthy lawn will control crabgrass to the tune of about 77%. No chemicals, just a healthy lawn.
So you've got
tools, but you have to be smart about growing the grass, growing the plants in your lawn, and you can do things yourself that will benefit the grass and be the detriment of our pests.
Now it's pretty easy to detect crabgrass because of the color, isn't it, yes. Ken?
Yes, it is. It's a lighter shade of green. And it's a much broader leaf than the Kentucky bluegrass you might have in your lawn, or the bluegrass ryegrass blend you have in your lawn. But it's also sometimes hard to detect real early in the spring, and you'll see it adjacent to sidewalks because it's a little warmer there. It has to be 54 degrees in the soil for it to germinate. So in open areas, you'll see crabgrass sprouting first, or along the sidewalks. Your son, in fact, taught me something, that in these open spots you have in your lawn, you shouldn't wait for the crabgrass to take over. You should take some good seed, put it there, rake it in, water it, get it established so it can outcompete the crabgrass.
Wow. Ken, you've given us a lot of information this morning, but it's timely because we know we got to act now to take care of the crabgrass, the beetles, and everything else. Thank you. Are you looking for safe and effective organic fungicide, insecticide, and miticide product to use in your vegetable garden, on your fruit trees, in your annual, perennial, and rose garden? Then look no further than Organicide 3-in-1 Garden Spray. Late blight on tomatoes, powdery mildew on your vegetables and flower garden, and all the pests on your fruit trees. That's Organicide 3-in-1 Spray when you want to garden organically, and it's bee-friendly and safe for your entire family. If your garden is limited to containers, then it's time for you to try the Smart Pot. This incredible container is made with landscape fabric, and plants grow better in it than any other product. Better drainage, less heat buildup, better root development, and plants mature faster for earlier flowers and vegetables. Best of all, the Smart Pot does not have to be stored indoors for the winter, and it will last for years. That's the Smart Pot. I love it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I hope you were listening and made some notes about what Ken had to tell you, because those are the three major problems coming up during the month of July. The beetles, some of you already have them, so that problem is started. Treat your soil with the Complete or the beetle control. And then as the humidity continues to build and the heat, powdery mildew will begin to form on tall phlox. It will go on roses. It will get active on your vine crops, things like cucumbers and squash and pumpkins. And it's like a white dust on the top of the foliage. Don't mess around. Treat it as soon as you get it, because the humidity will make it spread. And then the mite, it will be, you'll see like a cobweb. And if you see the cobweb and you look really close, you can actually see them walking along this webbing. And a spider mite, they love roses, and they'll go on some of your other vegetables in your garden. And a spider mite, the warmer it gets, the quicker the egg will become an adult. And to give you an idea, at 80 degrees, it will take about 5 days for the egg to hatch, become a young spider mite, and by the fifth day, it's a mature adult that's mating and laying eggs. So 5 days at 80. At 85, it will go to 4. At 90, same thing will happen in 3 days. And when your temperatures exceed 90, they can go from an egg to an adult in a 2-day period. So keep your eye open for webbing on any of your plants. And if you see it, don't wait. Treat it and then repeat it about a week later for better control. Okay, James, who's up next this hour?
That would be Bruce. He's got some questions about a redbud tree.
Okay, Bruce, good morning. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's happening with your redbud?
Yeah, I got a redbud. It's brand new this year. It's probably about 7 feet tall. The top of the redbud, about a foot and a half down, all the leaves are wilting on it. I don't know if I've got a borer in there. I don't know if I should treat it with a rinse. I know there's a product out there I can do. I can cut it off, but then it's going to become a shrub. Or just return the tree.
Is it just one branch that's doing
no,
this?
No, it's the whole top, Paul. The whole top, I'd say about a foot and a half down. The leaves are just shriveling up. It almost looks like it's a lack of water, which it isn't.
Okay. I would, and the leaves becoming misshapen?
Yeah, I would say they're just shriveling up. They're very wilty. They look like they're not getting water at all.
Okay. I would call the nursery where you purchase the plant. Every now and then, especially in the early spring when everybody is rushing to dig the new trees from their fields and ship it to the local nursery, they may get a plant where the stem isn't right in the very middle. Maybe they get a root ball that's a little bit smaller than it should be, and the roots are pruned back too far to keep the root ball to a certain size. So I would contact them. What I would also do is cut off maybe 3 or 4 inches of one of the branches and bring it down and show them and tell them what's going on, what you've been doing. And it could be that, you know, maybe in the shipping process, when they took the tree off the trailer to put it on their property, it's possible that maybe somebody dropped it and broke the root ball, and the results are just showing up now. So if it's a good nursery, bring them down a sample, take a picture of it with your cell phone, and let them know that you're having a problem, because a newly planted tree should not be wilting at this point, especially if you're watering it on a regular basis.
Yeah, I agree, Paul. Okay, that's I'm not sure it's worth doing a rinse or anything like that on the ground, because it just doesn't look well.
Yeah.
Okay, Paul.
Thank you so much.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. And let us know how you make out, okay?
George, okay, Paul, we'll do.
Thank you. George, who's up next?
Mary's got a question about cow parsnips.
Okay, Mary, good morning. How can we help you today?
Hi. I have something growing here. I've been here 12 years, and it's like Jack and the Beanstalk. It seems to have grown overnight about 10 feet tall with white flowers on it, and the TV was warning about hemlock being so poison. So I looked this up in my wildlife book, and it looks like cow parsnip.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of that?
Yes. It's not something that you see every day. It's a naturally growing plant, and it could have come in with a good windstorm. It could have been come in from a bird eating some of the seeds that the plant makes and flying over your property and dropping a few seeds here and there. So there's no, you know, there's no rhyme or reason how it got there.
I like it. I mean, I think it looks neat.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you like it, that's good. And because it's a naturally growing plant, something that is accustomed to growing in the wild, you won't have to do any fertilizing to the plant. I would just keep an open eye on it, and if you see that insects do begin to feed on it, if it's holes that form on your plant and you're seeing little holes all over the foliage, then use a product like Garden 8, E-I-G-H-T, just like the number 8, and that will take care of basically all of your chewing insects. And if you're seeing that there's webbing on the plant, then you would have a spider mite problem. But other than that, you should be okay, because a lot of the wild plants that Mother Nature produces, they tend to take care of their own.
Also, I'd like to ask you, my daughter planted me a peony tree last year. And before winter, I went out there, and something had broke all the branches. All I had was one stick sticking up.
Right.
So I practically cried, because I thought I wasn't going to grow through the winter here in Minnesota. And you wouldn't believe, this spring, it's almost 4 or 5 feet tall with flowers. I couldn't believe it.
Right. Yeah, and that's, and you're not alone. The first year I planted a tree peony, I had the same results. I went out there, I mean, it was absolutely beautiful, and the blossoms about 6 inches in diameter, with all kinds of different petals. Some were little, some were large.
Yeah.
It had a very colorful flower, and like you, my plant was 18, 24 inches, and then in the fall, it turned yellow, and these massive leaves that were almost a foot but had multiple smaller leaves on it that made up the big leaf fell. And I looked at it, and I went, what happened? It was just like a stick. And I've had it 7 years now, and I have 3 sticks. They only grow about 8-9 inches high. And this year, my plant was over 2 feet in height, and I had 7 flowers on one of them. So
don't prune them.
Right. Yeah, just don't prune them. Feed them. Use a good garden food, and they'll continue to prosper. And the thing that you'll like, the tree peony is hardier than the regular peonies that people have in their garden. And to survive in a climate like you have in Minnesota, it's got to be hardy. And I live in Maine, so I got the same type of climate that you do. So you've got a good, hardy plant and a very unique and beautiful flower.
Yeah, I just wish they had a smell to them like the bush ones do, but they don't. Another thing, how do you keep cotton picking chickens out of your garden from making rooting around in there?
Boy, it's hard, because you really can't put anything on the plants to keep them out.
I know, my daughter's chickens here come over, and they like to root in the dirt.
Right.
I've even hosed them down, but that doesn't seem to stop them.
Yeah, you know, they're there looking for insects, and while they're there, they're doing a little bit of fertilizing around your plant. But if they start to eat the plants, then you're going to have to get a repellent. And what I would suggest is go to a feed and grain store that's near you, and talk to them at the feed and grain, and they could recommend something that you could either put in the garden or around the garden to keep the chickens from coming in and feeding on your plants.
You know something else? I got one cotton-picking hen. I got 2 outdoor cats with the house on my deck. She just loves the cat food. She likes the dry and the wet cat food, and the cats will back away and let her eat it. Talk about chickens. I'd like to have her for supper some night.
Right.
I can't believe those 2 cats back away and let a chicken eat their food.
Well, you know, they can be aggressive, and the cats have probably never seen a chicken, and they're saying, what is this?
My cats are lovers, I said. They're not fighters.
Right. Thank you very much, Mary, and you have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, you're on. quite a while here. You're on from 5 to about 8 o'clock.
That's good.
But I had to get up early to get in. You're usually very busy.
We are at this time of the year.
Well,
thank you, Mary.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay, if we can help you, the number to call is toll-free. It is 855-660-4261. We have some open lines, so give us a call. And at this time of the year, we've been talking about some of the plants that are in bloom. And my favorite tree of all is the Kusa dogwood. And it's spelled K-O-U-S-A. And it looks like stars. And they lay on top of the plant when the leaves are on it. And it's a much hardier dogwood than the one that comes in bloom in the spring. And it will grow southern Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and most of New York State and across the country.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
If you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property, not sure what to plant, need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio, call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number here is toll free. It's 855-660-4261. And with this heat and humidity, if you've got fruit trees, apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries, they should be sprayed every 2 weeks because there's a lot of insects that really like, especially apples. And if you want to stay organic, Dr. Earth has a fruit tree spray that will take care of all the insects on it. And all you do is you attach it to the hose, turn on the valve, and wet the foliage. Give it a real good soaking and spray the ground around the tree. And that will prevent the insects from becoming something that when you bite into the apple and you look at it, there's something moving. That's not good. George, who's up next?
That would be Chuck. He's got a question about tomato plants.
Chuck, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, thanks, Paul. Good morning.
Morning.
I'm in South Carolina, and we've had quite a bit of rain here. I got a couple problems with my tomato plants. One is I don't see as many blossoms as I used to. And number two, I think it's because of too much water. The leaves are turning down, and some are turning yellow. And usually at the bottom of the plant. What can I do?
Okay. If you're getting yellowing at the bottom of the plant this time of the year and you're getting a lot of rain, it could be early signs of a tomato blight. And I know here in Maine, we started very late due to the weather, and we had a lot of rain. Things have dried up a little bit, but we're getting a lot of humidity right now. And if I don't spray my tomatoes to prevent, it's what's called a late blight. And it can go through all of your tomatoes very, very quickly. But there's a product called Organocide, and it's spelled Organocide. And garden centers, I've seen it at Home Depot and Lowe's, and it's an all-organic product. You spray your entire plant, all of the foliage and the ground around it, and you do it every couple of weeks. And it should prevent this from if you don't treat it, it's going to start at the bottom, go right up to the top of the plant, and your plants are gone. And this is all natural. It was developed in France by the grape industry so that they didn't use any chemicals for their wine, and it works very, very well. So I would spray them with that, and that's going to help to prevent that. Now, tomatoes, when the temperatures exceed 90, that little yellow flower that makes your tomato, if the temperatures exceed 90 and that flower is mature and getting ready to make a fruit when it's pollinated, it will drop from the plant. It's a temperature sensitive blossom. And like here in Maine, we have the same thing. If we have a 3 day in a row 90 plus temperatures, any yellow flowers on your tomatoes will drop from your plant, and you'll look at your fruit at your plant and you'll see early tomatoes that have set, and then you'll have a couple of places where you had flowers but nothing happened, and then above it more tomatoes form. That's because at that period it was just too hot. So what I want you to do, if you see that the weather is going to be hot, go out in the garden early in the morning and literally shake the plant. I mean, I don't want you to, bend it over, but grab a hold of the top of the plant, gently shake it. That will stir the pollen in the flower. It will be pollinated, and then as the heat builds up in the day, it won't drop, because by you shaking it early in the morning, you did the pollination. Tomatoes don't need bees. They're pollinated by the wind. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.